This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The big German election is Sunday, and on the same ballot in the capital, Berlin, voters will decide whether to keep the big airport open. Berlin Tegel, TXL, sits about 6 miles from the city center. Think close-in airports like LaGuardia, Midway, Reagan National. But opponents say Berlin's airport is too old and pricey to maintain. They want a new one under construction to replace it altogether. In Berlin, Veronica Zaragovia reports.
More than 21 million people a year wheel their luggage through Berlin's Tegel Airport. Kuala Jude Francis waits in his taxi right outside the baggage carousels for the next passenger who'll spend at least 20 euros for a ride. Without Tegel, he'd lose a big chunk of his income.
You're losing close to 1,000 euro in a month. That is really a lot.
Tegel's been slated to close for years once a new airport known as BER is finished. It was supposed to open in 2012, but construction delays have put that off, and it's now billions of euros over budget. The new airport is located in another state, Brandenburg, about 20 miles from Berlin's center.
We were overwhelmed by how many people actually said, yeah, we do need to keep Tegel.
That's Friedrich Ohnesorge. He's the vice chair of the Free Democratic Party's chapter in Berlin. The party got more than enough signatures backing a referendum to keep Tegel operating. That's why it's on the ballot in Berlin.
It's a stupid idea to close it.
Ohnesorge says BER will be too small by the time it opens. Budget airline Ryanair agrees. It's paying for 100 billboards urging a support Tegel vote. But the opposition, including Berlin's mayor Michael Müller, wants Tegel space for apartments, a tech park, and schools. Markus Punzeler just wants quiet. From his apartment near Tegel, we could hear an airplane overhead every 5 minutes.
Werde ich mich gegen Tegel aussprechen?
Punzeler says he loves Tegel but will vote against it. He had to retire early, and at age 57, he says he can't afford to move on his meager pension. Without enough support, Tegel will eventually close. But if those who support keeping it open prevail in September, both sides may spend more money on lawyers to iron this all out. In Berlin, I'm Veronica Zaragovia for Marketplace.